The first thing faith does, for those who have the gift of faith, the first thing it does is it sees. It sees the riches that are in Christ. Faith sees them. The charity that's in Christ, the patience that's in Christ, the goodness that's in Christ, the power that's in Christ, the hope that's in Christ, the peace that's in Christ. I could keep going if I wanted. I don't want to show off. The second thing it sees is the poverty in itself. The lack of charity in me. The lack of peace in me. The lack of patience in me. The first thing faith does is it sees. And then, dear people, this is where it gets good. The second thing faith does, if it sees those two things, he's rich, I'm poor. The second thing faith does is it begs. It begs. It begs. It's the secret to faith. The most common, powerful force in faith is its begging. In this gospel today, chapter 18, 35 through 43, we see this beautiful begging from faith in this blind man. And unfortunately, our English translation misses some of the richness. In verse 38, it says, he shouted, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. That's not a bad translation. He shouted. But then in verse 39, Luke uses another verb. And our English translation says, he kept calling out all the more. That's okay, but it doesn't get the meaning, full meaning of the verb. The full meaning of the verb in 39 is, he shouted like a madman. So deep did his desperation come that his begging came to that level. Dear people, faith isn't this. Much of our conversation in faith with Jesus isn't like having tea and biscuits with a friend. It's a desperate begging. And in that we receive. And when we receive, we follow him, giving glory to God. So let us do that today. Not begging for material goods, but for the virtues we see that we lack, and we know they're in him. And so we beg.